All right, so Jennifer, we've got this thing called the comprehensive plan. The whole idea is basically that it does what?
It is a document that lies out the vision for the city. It was put together by the citizens of College Station, and it's supposed to be a guide for our future growth and development in the community, and it reflects the vision of the citizens of the city of College Station. It was adopted back in 2009, and so we're coming up here in May on the five-year anniversary of the plan. And because of that, and because it's a living document that should respond to changing conditions in the community and changing demographics, those types of things, we're working on what's called an evaluation and appraisal report, or a five-year checkup of the comprehensive plan, to see how we've done in the last 5 years implementing that, what's been successful, what's not been so successful.
Now, I don't know, do you go in, I guess staff has already, since you kind of live this document, you've already got some ideas that you know need to be tweaked in some way, shape, or form, but the purpose is that you need to get some citizen input as well.
Absolutely. We're trying to get as much input as possible from our residents, development community, city council, all of our boards and commissions, city staff, department heads, all those types of things, as much input as possible into what's been working and what's not.
So how does that happen?
Well, we've been conducting interviews with boards and commissions, council, department heads, but now we need to hold a public meeting to try to get that citizen input in there. So we're holding an open house meeting. It's scheduled for March 24th. It's a Monday evening between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. Being an open house, it's kind of a come-and-go event, so people have the opportunity to come when's convenient for them, and we'll be there till 8:30. There will be no formal presentation, so they won't miss out on anything if they don't come. But it'll be an opportunity to walk around the room. There'll be stations set up for things such as traffic circulation, city services, neighborhoods, those types of things, so folks can learn a little bit about what's been done in the past 5 years and what the comprehensive plan says about those topics. But they can also give their input and feedback and thoughts into those items. And that's really what we're hosting the meeting for, is to see what people think is working and what is not working, and so what may need to be changed based on the feedback we get from.
So at each stop, there's a city person who's conversing on whatever that happens to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if they can't make it and they still want to, as individual citizens, have some sort of input, what do they do?
We have going online probably today, a fillable form type thing that asks some specific questions of folks, that so they can go onto our website at cstx.gov/comp plan, and there'll be a form there, five questions or less essentially, but it'll give people the opportunity to let us know what's, again, going well, not so well, and then there's a list of items that folks can prioritize. What's important for them in the next 10 or so years, what they would like the city to focus on.
True. When was the first comprehensive plan put together? Have you got, I mean, just a ballpark, got any idea?
In the 80s, I believe. It was a larger area plan, district plan, but I believe the first was in the 80s.
Well, I'm kind of a geek about history. It'd kind of be interesting to go back to that one and see what the concerns were of the citizens and then see how they were met. Obviously, you try to be in a crystal ball if you can as a planner, but you're going to miss sometimes, too. I just think pluses and minuses, it might be kind of cool to go back and look at that.
Absolutely, and it is a document that I've looked at some point, probably 5-10 years ago.
Right.
But there's always, with a growing community, College Station is a fast-growing community, you always have the same types of concerns, which are things like traffic circulation, where new neighborhoods are going, those types of things.
So let me ask you, and obviously we're not going to hold you to this. Well, yes, we will. We're going to make you come back in 10 years and tell us whether you're right or wrong. But we were talking off the air about this big development that it looks like they're going to put in out where the Speedway is. So where in 10 years will the center of College Station be? What's your thought about that?
Well, you know, it may not be as difficult to think about as you would think, because a lot of our growth and development and future growth and development is going to occur within the CSISD school district, and that gets you down just towards Navasota River or so, just below the Peach Creek area. So I don't know, center of the city could be just north of Pebble Creek-ish area.
Wow! So like Rock Prairie.
Yeah.
Something like that could be the center of the city. Well, it'll be interesting. It's kind of fun planning. I know there's some days where it's really fun and some days when it's really not, right? But thanks for being with us. Oh, tell me again when it's going to be.
It is Monday, March 24th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and it's at the A&M Consolidated Middle School on Hollick.
Okay, and again, if you want to do it online or you can't be there, how would you do that?
CSTX.gov/comp plan, and there will be a fillable form to answer some of those same questions.
Okay. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
We do have a neighborhood fishing clinic. I know those three words don't go together.
They really don't. No.
Neighborhood fishing clinic tomorrow, 9 to 2 at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park Pond. It is recently stocked with a lot of confused trout and catfish.
We used to call that the trout out, as I recall, right?
I think that may be right.
Yeah, I think that's what
that could
was.
Be right. So it's a chance for you to teach the kiddos how to tie lures and ID some fish.
The female trout looking at the male trout going, how did you get us here? Why didn't you stop and ask directions? Now we're in this giant cement pond.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's your fault.
I think it's a lot like that. So you can bring your own rod and reel and tackle and so forth, or they'll have it for you. It's sponsored by our Parks and Recreation Department and Texas Parks and Wildlife. And by the way, if you see a couple of hundred folks wandering around in baseball gear this weekend, Parks and Recreation hosting another tournament, so welcome those folks to town. Tell them you're glad they're here. And you know what? We will rinse and repeat and do it again next week.
All right. There you go. It's That's Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.